Good morning, we're continuing with Chayadim, a class on Meches. And we've been learning the halachos of Jesus and the mitzvahs, Sim and Vav. Those are the concepts of Jesus and the mitzvahs. So the Chayadim left off with the person has a conflict between Raivam Hadras Melech and Jesus and the mitzvahs. If he waits till later, he'll have more people there, or he could do it earlier. See, Brother Raif and Gemara, that it seems to be that we give the Milo Jesus Makdimin, and Rosh Hashanah, that were Zaraz and Makdim, to say Halo, Anyantiv, together with Shachris, even though more people come towards Musaf time. We mentioned that not everybody agrees with this. And the Sefer Nesiyot B'Chukecha quotes a piece from Reb Tzadok from Lublin. In the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, he was asked the following question. Reb Kameger had a grandson, Reb Leibola Eger, who became a chassid. Reb Leibola was a tremendous goyin and a tremendous tzaddik. And his achanas for mitzvahs would take him hours. Before he did a mitzvah, he put his heart and soul into it. He would spend a lot of time preparing himself spiritually, emotionally, kabbalistically before he did a mitzvah. He was a moel. And the question was, he asked, is it better for somebody else to take a different moel other than him? Because when he does the milah, he doesn't actually do the actual milah so much later, till after Chatzai Sayyot, because all of his achanas as to do the mitzvah properly, whereas a different mile will do it first thing in the morning without any hesitation. So that was a question that Reb Leibola Eger asked Reb Tzadok. He also asked this question to Reb Shimon Sofer. Reb Shimon Sofer was the Chassam Sofer's youngest son, and he actually was the one who became the Rav in Krakow. Some servers, the oldest son became the Rav in Pressburg. After some servers was named Reb Shimon, became the Rav in Krakow. So he asked his shout to Reb Leibola Eger, asked his shout to Reb Shimon. They were related. Some servers' wife, his second wife, was the daughter of Reb Kibaker. And so the Reb Shimon Sofer and Reb Leibola Eger were first cousins. So he asked both of them this question. Maybe it's wrong. You know, he does what he does, and he says he's very confident to him that the mitzvah is done in a much more mehudar oifen, more kavanah, etc. Because he spends all of the time brachana, but it is in conflict with zrizim and dimim mitzvahs. And both Reb Tzadok and Reb Shimon both responded to him that doing the mitzvah in a better oifen is a valid form of keter mitzvah, and that takes precedence over zrizim and makdimin, so that he does not need to change what he's doing. Mitzad that, Reb Tzadok just ends off in saying that what he's doing is a wonderful thing. Reb Shimon says at the end, he doesn't understand why he has to spend so much time doing this, because his grandfather, Kvager, who was also apparently was a moel, and it was a tremendous tzaddik, didn't spend this much time in these achanas, so why does he feel the need to do this more than his grandfather? So, but he comes out that he saw the din of Zvizu Makdimin, it's not a chasor in Zvizu Makdimin, if he wants it, he's going to do it in a better oifen. You recall that we had this discussion in regards to the case of an esrig. I can take the esrig right now with the kosher esrig. I can wait till later and take it with a more mahurdic esrig, which will be coming. So is it better for me to take the esrig now or to wait until later and use the more mahurdic esrig? So we brought that the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Lulav Esrei, the quote of Meshus Yaakov. Meshus Yaakov says that Zvizah Makdimin takes precedence, and it's better to take with the earlier one and not with the later one. That would indicate, like the Chayotim, that we give the preferred calculation to Zvizah Makdimin, and the other calculations step into the background. So it seems to be a machlokes how we balance Zvizah Makdimin vis-a-vis other elements of heder in the midst of doing the mitzvah in a better fashion. So a person has a practical shell, a person clearly should be asking the Rav. Have a good day.